And so now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 5th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low southeast Iceland, 972, expected 150 miles northeast of southeast Iceland by 980 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira, south at Sira. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times until later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Tyne and Dogger. Showers, rain in 40s, Tyne and Dogger, moderate or good, occasionally poor in 40s, Tyne and Dogger. Fisher, south or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 except in far south. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, veering west, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then west or southwest later 3 to 5. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, west, veering northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, west, veering northwest later in Rockall 4 to 6. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwesterly at first in East Hebrides, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Fair Isle, southwest 5 to 7, veering west 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwest, veering northwest 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6 in west, otherwise northerly, backing northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 2300 on the 4th of June. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 5, 9 miles, 995, steady. Stornoway, southwest 5, 13 miles, 990, now falling. Lerwick, southwest 6, heavy rain, 16 miles, 988, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 991, now falling. Aberdeen, southwest 3, 22 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 19 miles, 996, now falling. Boomer, southwest by south, 2, recent rain, 32 miles, 999, now falling. Bridlington, southwest, 2, 1001, now falling. Sundetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1009. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 1007, now falling. Jersey, southwest by south, 3, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1009, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1008. Scilly automatic, southwest 5, recent rain, 8 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 4, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Valley, southwest 5, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest 2, 8 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest 4, 14 miles, 999, falling slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 5, slight showers, 16 miles, 997, steady. Macrahanish automatic, west 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 998, steady. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 4th of June. The general situation: the United Kingdom lies in an unsettled west to southwesterly airflow, with rain or showers expected for all areas at times. Some of these showers may be heavy and thundery in the south. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally at first in north, good, occasionally poor at first in north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in south. Rain or showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6, rain, then showers, mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later, but becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, clearing to isolated showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, but rain at first in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in south. Showers, good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles, southwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering west later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's the end of the day for us here at BBC Radio 4. We'll be joining the BBC World Service in just a moment, but we're back at 5 o'clock when my colleague Jane Steele will have the news, followed by Yesterday in Parliament. Claire Balding continues her yomp along the Camino de Santiago in Ramblings at 3 o'clock, and later at 4, Rethink asks, can the civil service be reformed, or is it simply too old and unwieldy? Well, that's it for today. The time is just coming up to 1 o'clock, so on behalf of everyone here at Radio 4, this is Charles Carroll, wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Australia and the United States as the leaders of two of the world's largest economies prepare to meet in Washington. And the German Chancellor has this message for Donald Trump.
The key message to Donald Trump is Germany is back on track. Germany will fulfill the obligations in terms of defense, and Germany is willing to strengthen their own competitiveness.
And we look at how Chinese restrictions on the exports of rare earths are leading to some European car makers to stop production.
There is real panic. If you're a restaurant that makes pizza and you don't have yeast, that might not be the most expensive ingredient, but you're not going to be able to make pizzas. And it's the same thing with these magnets and motors and cars.
That's all coming up on Business Matters. First, though, here's the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States has been criticised for vetoing a UN Security Council draft resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The other 14 members voted in favour of the document, which also demanded the release of all hostages and the lifting of humanitarian aid restrictions. Pakistan's ambassador, Asim Iftikhar Ahmed, described the vote as a moral stain.
Let us be clear. This failure will not go down in records as a mere procedural footnote. It will be remembered as a complicity, a green light for continued annihilation, a moment where the entire world was expecting action, but yet again this council was blocked and prevented by one member from carrying out its responsibility.
The head of the International Red Cross has said people in Gaza are being stripped entirely of their human dignity. Mirjana Špoljarić told the BBC that failure to act by world leaders would come to haunt them. Her message was echoed by the UNICEF spokesman James Elder, who described the current situation in Rafah in southern Gaza.
It's desperate. It's enforced desperation. Seeing people on the streets, that universal symbol of I'm hungry, whether it's children, whether it's adults, people I know, there's a different level of gauntness now. This is my fifth time here since the horrors of October 7. I've only been back for 24 hours. In that time, I've been to a hospital, a drone strike on the hospital, heard horrible stories of these massacres that have happened around.
Donald Trump says President Putin told him over the phone that Moscow would seek revenge after Ukraine hit Russian bombers at the weekend. An unnamed senior NATO official said more than 40 Russian planes were damaged or destroyed in the attack. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
It was like he was just basically relaying the facts to us. There was no indication.